Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. We are past 125,000 downloads of the podcast. I want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Could not have done that without your support, without sharing, tweeting, Facebooking with your friends and family. Thank you. Well, May was Stroke Awareness Month, but, you know, strokes need to be made aware of all year round. Every 40 seconds, according to the CDC, someone is having a stroke in this country. So we need to continue the conversation. So this morning, I have two awesome guests, one that you've heard on the show before, Dr. Ronnie Whitfield, the Hip Hop Doc, and he's from Louisiana. And you want to check out his website, h2doc.com. And also Cheryl Salt, yes, I said Salt, James of the Rap Trio Salt and Pepper. They have a wonderful history in the music business, but Salt is very busy doing a lot of, I would say, altruistic things from AIDS, and now she's working with the American Stroke Association on their hip-hop video contest. Good morning, Dr. Whitfield. Good morning, Salt.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for calling in this morning. This is such an important topic. As I mentioned earlier, every 40 seconds, someone is having a stroke. Dr. Whitfield, is this a true statistic? I mean, is that a skewed number? I mean, what's your experience with that?
It's definitely a true statistic, and it could actually be a little worse than that. But, I mean, that's the number that we have based on the research and the findings that we, you know, we currently have from the American Heart Association. The thing that 80% of folks are preventable, are treatable, so we've got to get the message out. And I'm just honored and very blessed to have working along with this. I mean, you know, people listen to the doctor, but when you have a celebrity of her status that's willing to volunteer her time to educate the community on health issues, it's a blessing.
Definitely. So, Salt, how did you get connected with the American Stroke Association about this issue?
Well, my good friend and publicist, Beverly Page, suffered a stroke in 2007 at the age of 52, which was surprised to me because I know Beverly to be a very active, very vibrant, pretty health-conscious person. And when she began to get well, and she's doing great right now, she got involved, and so she started bringing in some of her celebrity friends. And I just felt like it was very important because a lot of people are under the misconception that stroke and heart disease is an older person's disease, you know, and so I've enlightened myself on the statistics, and I just wanted to use my celebrity to do what I can. I'm a very health-conscious person, and I think that we take our health for granted, and it's important, you know, that the message be spread.
Well, I'm so glad that you did decide to do this because, like Dr. Whitfield said, I mean, people listen to him, you know, he's a doctor, but, you know, your face is, like, on TV all over the place all the time, you know, and people follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all those things. So your voice is, has such a larger reach. So I really thank you for doing that. This is not the first time that you've been involved in different a health issue. Before, I read that you were I did a PSA for Lifebeat in terms of AIDS prevention. How was that working on Lifebeat?
Well, we've worked with Lifebeat for many years. We used to do their concerts in Manhattan every year. And even further back, Salt and Pepper did a public service announcement for Peter Jennings, who did a special on AIDS. And he heard our song, Let's Talk About Sex. And he asked us if we would change the lyrics to Let's Talk About AIDS. And so we did that, and that was the first time we got involved with AIDS awareness. And just like this initiative, which I love, the hip-hop stroke music video that the association is promoting, is about music and bringing the kids in and bringing the interest through music. And that's the same thing we did with the Let's Talk About AIDS video, change the lyrics, and wanted to make it fun for young people to get their attention and to teach them the things to look out for. It was amazing how many people still were uneducated on AIDS awareness and how to get it. And
yes.
And the same thing with stroke, you know. So music really, really helps in that area.
Well, people don't know, Dr. Whitfield is not just a doctor. He's a musician, and he has a history of using hip-hop to educate people about health. He did several PSAs, and he's doing songs. Dr. Whitfield, what is the response you're getting from the youth down in Louisiana and different settings in terms of getting that message across, how important our health is, and specifically with strokes? Are they listening? Are they absorbing it? Are they retaining the information?
It's been great, Joy. And, you know, the trick behind this for me was, and I'm a decent musician. I'm not on the level of a Salter, you know, a major rapper, Drake or Kanye West, but, I mean, I have some decent skills. But the key with children, I think, is that you don't want to be insulting to these young people. So you have to deliver information in a way that they feel comfortable. So when we do our music products and CDs, I'm working with young artists that are actually, you know, perform and travel around the country trying to get their names out there and trying to build their reputation. We package our information just like you would buy it out of the store. We do Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You know, and if you're not doing those things in the music industry, and Saul can probably confirm this, then you must not want to be a musician, because today anybody can go in their house and make a song. So I'm trying to use people that have a talent level that, you know, is greater than mine that can help me deliver the message. It's just the validity of it. So my dream would always have to been work with a Kanye West or Salt and do a song, you know, but have them supporting the cause. So, again, it was a blessing to have Salt join the campaign and say, hey, I support what Dr. Whitfield's talking about. You know, had Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, who's doing costume singing now. She's an ambassador, and she's volunteering her time. Terrence J did a media tour with us not long ago. So when you have those guys, it was amazing just to see my Twitter numbers go from 700 to 1100 just because Salt, Michelle, and Terrence decided to say, and you know the power of the internet, just to say, hey, we're working with the Hip Hop Doc on this stroke initiative, and people started following, and so it's increasing my ability to get the health messages out there.
Definitely. I want to play the hip hop stroke song that the American Stroke Association commissioned for this contest. And if people are listening, you want to go to the strokeassociation.org and you can learn more about the hip hop contest. It's open to kids ages 10 to 15 and it runs now through September 21st. You can also check out Salt's video. And if you are the grand prize winner, you get to meet Terrence J of BET's 106 and Park TV show. So you want to check that out. Again, strokeassociation.org. And this is the song. I'm going to play it for the audience that was commissioned. It's called Enlighten the World on Stroke.
I'm stepping up. Schooling you on this thing called a stroke. Hundreds of thousands of victims a year. Man, it's still in our hope. But to protect your health, you first must know all the warning signs and how they show. They're usually sudden, so you gotta stay on it. One thing's for sure, we can't fight an invisible opponent. Could be numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg. Especially if it's one side of the body it's in. Sudden confusion, trouble seeking, or understanding. Having problems seeing, severe headache you can't explain. And trouble walking, dizziness, and loss of coordination. It's not just that elders is hurting our generations. Protect your health and one another. Yeah, you, sister, brother, father, mother, son, or daughter, save a life and step up by learning all the warnings. It's not just what you can do, it's what you oughta.
Right now,
you gotta take the lack of understanding. The knowledge is right there.
Wow, that's hot. It's hot, but it's giving a good message. I think that's so awesome. Salt, you know, how did you just, I want to give the audience, some people may not be familiar, how did you get involved with music from a young age? What sparked this interest in music? And then now you're into the health and different things. What sparked this interest in music?
Well, when I was a kid, my mom, I think she opened up my interest in music and entertaining. She used to take me to all the Broadway shows. I saw The Wiz, I saw Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, every black play there is, and I think that's where I got old. And then I started performing for my aunties and uncles and putting productions together, and I was always guaranteed to give a show at a barbecue or something and recruit all my cousins. But then when I got older, it became an unrealistic goal for me, and I just, you know, I started going to school. But then I met my producer, Herbie, who was my boyfriend at the time, and Pep, and he was going to a school called Center for Media Arts, and he wanted to do a music project and use us, and that was when hip-hop was becoming really popular. And so we did the vocals on this project for him, and it came out so good, he took it to a local DJ who played it on the radio, and that was our first song, which was called The Showstopper. It was Salt and Pepper's answer to The Show, a song that Dougie Fresh Slick Rick did. And that's how we
Dougie
got our
Fresh.
Foot in the door. Yes, my man, I love him. And then, you know, we just kept going from there, and the rest is pretty much history.
So, Dr. Whistle, what about you? What sparked this interest? Because I know you play the guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
Can you hear me, Joe?
I said, what sparked your interest in music? I know you play the guitar. Do you play any other instruments? I think he might have followed off. Let me see. I think we have a caller here. Let's see.
Hey, Joyce.
Hi. Okay, you fell off. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I switched lines. No, I play a little guitar, little bit of drums and the bass, and but in the band that I'm in, Euphoria, I'm the bass player, and I do all the rap hooks and a little singing, a little backup singing. So I'm trying to get Salt to hire me on going tour with her. She hadn't called me back yet, but we're still working at it. We working
out
the details.
Oh man, really? Did they call you back yet?
We working out the details.
You know, why you do a brother like that? Salt, he's a good brother, right? He got skills.
He does.
But,
seriously. I went on his website, right? And I listened to his songs, and they're really good. I love them.
See?
I love
it. Look at that.
Endorsement. Y'all better sign me. I'm a free agent. Sign me. Salt, you better tell me to sign me.
All right, but let's be serious here. Dr. Whitfield, what are the signs?
Yeah.
I know the song mentioned, but let's just mention to the audience the signs that they need to be aware of when they may be having a stroke.
We're talking about things that come on suddenly, a sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body, a sudden severe headache with no known cause, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes, or sudden trouble walking, dizziness, or loss of balance or coordination. I think the key is, too, Joe, with any health problem, and I did a talk yesterday on men's health. This is Men's Health Month, and the week of Father's Day is Men's Health Week. Do not ignore the signs of anything that's going on with your body. And I'm sure, you know, anybody will tell you, you know, they remember my knee hurting, I had some chest pain, I was short of breath, and people ignore these signs. So if you ignore the warning signs of stroke, you know, your opportunity to get to the hospital and your life being saved is reduced significantly. There's a short window of time that if you get to the hospital in time, you can actually save your life. So we're trying to, you know, again, get the word out, educate people on stroke and stroke awareness. And again, it's just, I can't say it enough how I'm just honored to be in Salt's presence to be doing this, because she's definitely brought more people to the cause. We definitely raised awareness by her being involved.
Definitely. Well, Salt, now, do you mind sharing your friend? Did she share with you the symptoms she had? How did she know she was having a stroke?
The thing I remember her telling me mostly is that she felt dizzy, and she felt like she couldn't. She thought she was speaking, but she wasn't.
Wow.
So she was losing a lot of her motor skills, and then before you know it, she was on the floor.
Okay, and was somebody around? Was somebody around to help her, or how fast did she get help?
Her nephew was around, and they immediately rushed her to the hospital. So she got to the hospital pretty quickly.
So that's the key that Dr. Whistle was talking about, is that you only have a short window. I mean, I was reading somewhere about maybe less than an hour to get help. Now, Dr. Whistle, once the person gets to the hospital, what is it that the doctors do to stop it or alleviate the symptoms? What do they do to help the person?
Well, that's kind of, I'm going to jump back a little bit. The first thing is that you want to call 911. You don't want to drive the individual to the hospital. You don't want to just take them, you know, get in the car, let me take you, and think that you're going to do them justice. If you call 911 and EMS comes to your home or to the job site or wherever it may be, they can start initiating some treatment in the ambulance at that time. when you get to the emergency room, if they drive you to the emergency room, what happens? Well, you got to be triaged, and they got to check your pressure, and they don't know how serious it is, because some people can walk in, just like Scott was saying, they may not be able to talk, but they're having a stroke. So if you come in through the ambulance, when they get you in the emergency room, they're going to immediately do some blood work and a CT scan to see what type of stroke it is. About 80 to 85% of strokes are non-hemorrhagic, meaning they're not bleeding in the brain. So these strokes can be treated immediately with anticoagulation therapy and clot-busting medications that can reverse the effects of the stroke. So, again, the key is calling 911 and getting to the emergency room quickly enough. They're going to try to reduce your blood pressure. They're going to administer medicines to shrink that or reduce that blockage in the brain, and that's what it is. It's basically a brain attack. There's no flow to the brain. And at that point, once you're stabilized, you can actually reverse the deleterious signs of a stroke within hours if you get to the emergency room in time and not experience many deficits at all.
Now, Saul, when your friend got treatment, how long do you feel like she's back to normal? Is she still struggling? Do you mind sharing that information with
well,
us?
She was in therapy for some time. I don't remember how long it was, but she recovered pretty well, actually, and some don't recover as well as she did. The only effect that I see is still, you can see it in her face a little bit, and she has difficulty walking. She has a bit of a limp. And I don't know the science behind why. The doc can tell you that.
Right.
But I don't know if she still has a little less feeling on one side or what. But that's the only thing that I can see.
Yeah.
Now, I think it was at like a drop foot. That might be drop foot, Dr. Whitfield, or...
That can be. Yeah, there's several different things that can happen. When you stroke basically means that some part of the brain has died. And the brain controls all bodily functions. So it controls your ability to move, swallow, chew, taste, smell, see, feel. And so if you lose a certain part of the brain, then a certain part of the body will be affected. What most people are commonly know is that if the left side of my brain has a stroke, the right side of the body is affected. You know, a lot of people are familiar with that concept that know about stroke, and that's very true. So you can have a right-sided brain attack and then be unable to move the left hand for the rest of your life. And so that's pretty devastating. And so it's really devastating when it happens to men, because men don't take this well, and that's one of the issues. And I know we're not talking about men's health, but just knowing that the fact that if a man has a stroke and he gets depressed, it's very debilitating for him, but also it impacts the families. And I don't think, you know, a lot of people know how this impacts, you know, the caregivers, because it can become very stressful when you have an able-bodied functioning person on Monday, and then Tuesday they can't take themselves to the bathroom, they can't feed themselves, they can't dress themselves. It becomes very taxing. And just put that in a scenario where you don't have insurance or you have lack of access to health care. And that's why I'm such a big advocate, Joy, about prevention of strokes, education about heart disease, education about diabetes. If we can prevent these things, especially in the climate that we're in from a health care standpoint, we can really help a lot of people.
Well, definitely. Stroke, what are some things that you do to stay in shape? Because you have a very busy schedule. You said you're, you know, getting ready to do a show, and you're probably doing a show next week. You're probably booked for the next year. What do you do to keep your stress levels low and stay healthy?
Well, for me personally, I need a variety. I love all the videotapes. I do P90X and Insanity, and when I'm feeling...
Oh, my God, P90? You do that? That's crazy. All like that is just crazy. I mean,
I
jumping, leaping, bouncing side to side.
And it incorporates weight training, which is very important as you get older, because it helps you maintain your physique more than cardio. But... the thing that I do when I'm not in the mood to really, really exercise, I make sure I at least walk. And walking is very beneficial, and it's not hard. You know, you don't have to run. You can do a half an hour to a 45-minute walk every day. And it also helps me mentally. You know, it keeps me upbeat. It keeps me positive, because when you go outside in the fresh air and you take a brisk walk, it helps start your day. So I'm a health advocate always. I started with the Jane Fonda tape. That's when I started working.
Come on now, you're going way back.
Leg warmers, wait, sparkly leg warmers, headband, what?
Yeah, Joy, that means that she's at least 18 years old. She's going way back in the gap on
that. I used to work out, and I used to try to eat right to look good, and my perspective has totally changed. You know, as you get older, you want to feel good more than you want to look good. And
you
need to get up every day and have energy. I need energy to take care of my husband and my kids and my and do what I do. You know, I wear many hats, and so I'm always trying to make sure I eat more superfoods than I eat, you know, foods that have no nutritious value. So I'm big on vegetables and fruit.
Love it.
Keeping my salt intake low, and you know, it's just important to take care of yourself. And the more that I do that, the more committed I am, the more energy I have, and the more I have to give to my family.
Definitely. Love. Now, Dr. Whitfield, she mentioned about fruits and vegetables. I mean, we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But also we hear about variety in terms of color, that each color gives different nutrients. And how can you get men to eat more food? Because like you said, this is Men's Health Week. I want to give a shout-out to the guys. A lot of guys, you know, they may have a certain regimen. That's what they eat, unless they're like, you know, bodybuilders or something. How can you get your man in your life to eat more fruits and vegetables or eat more whole foods, so to speak, like whole grains and things like that?
Well, the first thing, George, I've been very blessed to get men to come to the doctor. I mean, I'm very passionate about health, and so I'm in the community. I'm speaking. I'm doing Twitter chats. I'm on the phone with you. And so guys listen, starting to listen, like, hey, Doc's really serious about this. As Salt does, I exercise on a regular basis. I tweet about exercising. But when it comes to diet and I get them in the office, I tell my men, first of all, half of your plate, you know, and you remember those plates in school where they have the little portions, it'd be sectioned off. And what would be in that large section would be the large piece of meat or the red beans and rice and sausage in Louisiana. That 51 to 50% of your plate should be raw and uncooked. And that's the vegetables, the salads, you know. The other one-fourth should be your proteins, and I lean more towards fish and beans without the rice. And then the other fourth should be your carbohydrates, like your whole grains, like your sweet potatoes or your oats. And I kind of stay away from the white potatoes and the corn. There's a lot of issues about the types of foods that are genetically engineered. So there's a lot of issues out there. So when I'm in the practice, I have a lot more time to discuss it with the patient. But I really impress upon them, first of all, you're talking about taking care of your family and how hard you work and you have time to come to the doctor. If you have their heart attack or stroke, because you're not eating healthy and because you're not exercising, who's going to take care of your family now? And so I really try to pull on the heartstrings of my men and let them know how important they are to their families. I have some great fathers in my practice. I have some single fathers in my practice whose children don't have their mothers for one reason or another. And that's not the norm. You usually see the mom, the single parent.
They're not the dad.
But it's a blessing to have these single. I have one patient who has six kids, and his wife was tragically died. He takes very good care of his kids, and it's amazing to see this man come to the office, you know, with his children. I'm just so proud of him. But he's definitely passionate about his health. He's like, Doc, I got to live. I got to take care of these babies.
Yeah.
You know,
well, there's so many things that are in our control, you know, and
right.
That's like what Salt is doing. She's doing, like she said, I can't maybe P90S every day, but I'm just going to take a walk, and that's very simple. And I always say your health is a full-time job with benefits. You are looking for a full-time job. Well, here's something that you can do that will give you immediate benefits. You know,
well, I got a trick question.
I
got a trick question for you, Salt. What is the most important thing that you possess? What do you guys think?
The most important thing that we possess?
Right.
Ooh, okay. I don't know. That is a trick question.
Salt?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to say, and I'm not saying this because I'm a doctor, I'm going to say it's your health, because without your health, you can't be the great artist that Salt is. You can't be the great host that you are, Joy. You can't even be a good bum is what I tell my kids if you don't have your health. So without your health, you know, and I'm a very spiritual brother. I mean, I put God first, but after God, I put my health, because without my health, I can't take care of my beautiful six-year-old daughter. So, I mean, the health to me is the most important thing that all of us possess, and we've got to cherish that and take care of our bodies. Yeah, you're going to slip and have a piece of cake. You're going to have a Coke every now and then. I mean, that's fine, but for the most part, we really
every day, every hour, you can't do that, and that's what the problem is. Let me just mention to the audience again, if you're interested in getting in the Hip Hop Stroke Video Competition that's being put out by American Stroke Association, it's open to kids ages 10 to 15. It runs now through September 21st. The Stroke Association, their website is strokeassociation.org. Also, you want to follow Salt on Twitter, the only Salt, D-A, only Salt. Also follow the Hip Hop Doc on Twitter. That's at the T-H-A Hip Hop Doc on Twitter. Also check out his website, H2Doc. And also you can download that song, Enlighten the World on Stroke, so that you can set up your video. And if you're the grand prize winner, you get to meet Terrence J., of 106, BAT's 106 and Park. So you want to get involved and help the kids learn, but you will also learn as an adult about what it means to have a stroke, the symptoms, the treatments, and that time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. But even more important than that, as the doctor and Saul mentioned, it's things that you can control exercise. If your legs don't work, your arms work. If your arms don't work, your legs work. If none of those work, then talk to your doctor about PT or OT that you might be able to get. Go to your local health clinic just to at least get your blood pressure checked out or anything. Whatever you can do, it will help any way, shape, or form. Don't think, oh, well, it's not going to help. It will help. I want to thank Saul. I want to thank Dr. Whitfield for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And Saul and Dr. Whitfield are judges, so definitely follow them. I don't know if that will help you win the contest, but you never know.
We're hardcore. We're judging hard. We want some good videos.
and Saul, can I just ask, please, and Dr. Whitfield, close your ears on this. Just give a brother a chance. You know, just a little 30-second spot on the stage. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want a cameo. That's
ego.
All I want, George. Just
you know,
a cameo.
Yeah, just a cameo. You know what I mean?
Saul, I'm going to just walk on the stage and bow them and walk off. They won't even know who I am.
That's right. But he can show his daughter. He's like, I was on stage with Saul, you know?
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I will. When I come through, I'm definitely going to bring you up.
All right, Joy. You got this on the album.
Heard
got this on podcast. We got to record
it. All right. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys have a wonderful Saturday, a great weekend, and happy Father's Day to you if I don't get to talk to you, Dr. Whitfield.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
Love y'all. Take
all
care,
right.
Saul. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Check out strokeassociation.org. They're doing a hip-hop health contest dealing with strokes. You have until September 21st to join. The grand prize is to meet Terrence J. It's an awesome, awesome opportunity for if you're a teacher, if you're a healthcare provider, to get involved with the kids and help them learn more, but also enlighten yourself about the issue of strokes. Every 40 seconds, maybe less than that, someone in the United States is having a stroke. So please make it your mission to get more aware about the signs of stroke and understand that time is of the essence. Don't ignore those symptoms. And also that men and women have slightly different symptoms, so just try to enlighten yourself going to strokeassociation.org. I want to thank the American Stroke Association for getting me connected with Saul and Dr. Whitfield on the show. You have a wonderful Saturday. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about iPads and autism and also giving away iPads if you have an autistic child. So stay tuned, and thank you. Follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com.